blessed Word of God. Help us this morning, Lord, to exalt You and to glorify You, and Lord, that You might be praised and magnified in our lives and in the way that we witness and the way that we live, and Lord, in the way that we do the things that You would have us to do. May our life be a testimony of glory and honor and praise to the Lord Jesus. I pray for the church. I pray, Lord, for each of us today. I pray, Father, for the revival meeting. Lord, that You would have Your perfect will. Thank You, Lord, that You are in control and none of us are in control. Lord, they said it was going to be stormy and bad. We're asking You, Lord, to push this warm front further north than they expected it to go and hold back, Lord, the severe weather. And Lord, if it's anything, just let it be a light thing. And we'll give You the praise. Lord, we know that You know what's best. If You can get glory in the other way, we're not going to complain. But we're asking You in the name of Jesus to have Your perfect will. And we'll thank You for what You do today. Touch me, Lord, with Thy Spirit. Anoint the preaching in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. It is certain human to think about problems. Amen. Brother Dave certainly addressed the fact we don't know what problems are coming. And those before us have had many of them. Amen. And some have testified about their jobs and different problems that we have already faced this year as we've entered into the year shortly 1 month, and we see problems. And it's easy for us to think about how there's limitations, and there's limitations to what we can do to correct our problems. And in the midst of that, we somehow maybe slightly limit what God can do, amen? But we cannot limit God, amen? In visiting and seeing folks, it's easy, as me and Brother Cleedy was talking the other day, you get discouraged. I thought there'd be a few more here this morning that I'd seen that would be here this morning. But it is easy to wonder what's going on, amen, and where they're at and what's happening. But as I thought on these things, God directed my heart to these verses. And I want to say this morning that God is not limited, amen. Amen. And man does not limit God. In the text we read this morning, the Word of God says that Jesus entered in Jerusalem. Of course, He came riding upon the colt, the foal of an ass, like the Old Testament prophets had said He would do. And as He came in, they were magnifying His name and they were glorifying Him. The Bible says they cast their garments down. Also, they broke down tree branches off the palm trees and cast them out into the street where the colt was riding. And as they passed by, they worshiped and magnified the Lord Jesus. And they said, glory to God and praise be unto the Lord. And the Bible says they began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And when they began to worship, no doubt there was thousands of them praising God. There must have been a loud rejoicing noise going forth. And of course, the Pharisees, that group of folks who were self-righteous and unwilling to trust Jesus, and they were religious but lost, they were offended in their mind at this great rejoicing of Jesus and praise of Him, amen. And so they said to the Lord to rebuke His disciples and quieten them down, amen. It's kind of like that crowd that said to blind Bartimaeus, quieten down, blind Bartimaeus. And the Bible said He cried the louder, amen, Jesus, Thou Son of God, have mercy on me. And they tried to quieten Him down, but He cried the more, amen. And Jesus said to this crowd, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out, amen. In the text, it's speaking about the fact that the praise of God will not be limited, amen. Listen, you have the privilege to praise God. He's going to be praised. The Bible says the heavens praise Him. His creation praises Him. Amen. All things are to praise Him. And the Bible says everything that has breath is to praise Him. Amen. I listened to the birds. I come in this morning at prayer time. I heard them singing all around. And I don't remember. It may have been Brother Dean when I come in. I said, they're praising God. I said, they know it's going to be warm and pretty today. And they see the sun coming up and they're excited about it. Amen. And they're worshiping. You say you believe that? The Bible says everything that has breath, amen, is to praise God and magnify the Lord and give Him the glory. But Jesus said, He said, if these don't praise me, if these would stop and hold their peace, he said, the stones would immediately cry out. I want to say the praise of God is not limited, amen. You might come to the house of God this morning, you may not say amen, you may not say praise God, you may not say hallelujah, but I'll guarantee you something or someone or some place, there'll be praise going up in your place, amen. And hey, I think it'd be good to get in on the praise of God, amen. And I don't want the rocks to have to cry out in my place, amen. I remember one time, I believe it was me and John had went back to the top of the mountain there where we lived down in Lower End, Oceana, hunting one morning, me and somebody, and watched that one leaf on that tree move. And I said, look, there ain't another leaf moving. There's no wind blowing. There's nothing. You can't feel a breeze. You can't feel anything. But watch that one up there wave its hand to God. It has to be praising the Lord. Amen. Amen. Has to be praising God. Hallelujah. I mean, he can't feel a breeze. Not another leaf moving at all whatsoever. But that one there, boy, is a praising God. Hallelujah. I'm saying he's not going to be limited. Amen. Man will not limit God. Man will not limit God. Man will not limit God. Man has never limited God, and God cannot be limited by man. And the Word of God says here that if man will not praise him, if they who are alive will not magnify and worship him, the rocks will praise him. They'll magnify him. Amen. 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 A few times in my life, just driving through a mountain scene or through a place, I just opened the window and praised the Lord out the window. And I said, I don't know if anybody's ever praised him here, but glory to God, I'm going to praise him here. And I don't want any of these rocks to have to praise him while I'm going through here. Amen. Amen. I'm saying Jesus is not going to be limited. There's no limitations on God, and God cannot be limited. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with all the rest of our lives? I'm glad you asked, because that's what I want to get to, amen. God is not limited in anything. The Bible says in the book of Acts that there's souls added to the church daily. Right. And there's going to be somebody saved this morning. Amen. Now, you may not want to get saved, but that don't limit God. Right. He'll save somebody else. And don't limit God. God says he'll add to the church daily. And ever since the day he made that statement, there's somebody being saved every day. Amen. And if you don't want to get saved, that ain't gonna hold up the kingdom of God. That's not going to shut down heaven. That's not going to keep anything from happening. The work of God will go on. He'll save somebody else. Amen this morning. Amen. I tell you what he'll do. If there's nobody in the house of God wants to be saved this morning, he'll go down on the alleys and the streets of this world, amen, where they're steeped in the darkness and the blackness of sin, and find somebody, amen, and they will get saved, amen, this morning. You might be like that old hobo that got saved. We're trying to think of his name, become a great preacher. And he's laying in that cardboard box in the alley in that town. He'd laid in that cardboard box as a bed that night, and that's where he was sleeping. And then the night, he saw a window with a light on it in an apartment up in one of those upstairs apartments. And he saw something that went like that. And he said it reminded him of when his mother worshiped God and praised God. And he fell on his face in that cardboard box and called out to God and got gloriously saved. Amen. Hey, God is not limited. Amen. Man's not going to limit God. There's not a rich person. There's not a wealthy person, a well-known person, a famous person that's going to sit in the house of God and stiffen their neck and say, I won't get saved, and get God so upset he can't work this morning. God will find a soul and save them despite whatever man does. Amen. God will save somebody today. There's somebody to be saved today. And by the way, it don't have to be in America. It don't have to be in the United States. God will go to Russia. God will go to the Philippine Islands. God will go to South America. God will go wherever. And God will save souls today. Amen. Amen. I'd hate to stand before God one day at the judgment and the records say God passed by your way and you would not accept him, and he went on to someone else, he went on to some other place, he went on to some other individual, and they got saved, amen, and you rejected the Son of God. God's not limited. You say, preacher, did he do that in the Word of God? He most definitely did. He came unto the Jews. He came to his own. They received him not. But as many as did receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. There was times he sent the man of God into the city, and he went into the synagogue and preached unto them. And the Bible said they rejected. And he walked out and said, I go to the Gentiles. And he went to them, and they got saved. Amen.
Amen.
God's not going to shut down heaven because somebody sneers and turns up their nose and rejects the plan of salvation. Jesus said, I come to seek and save that which was lost. And if you reject the Son of God and turn him down, hey, heaven will roll right on without you. Amen. God is not limited. That day, if those had who was praising had silenced their praise, and they quit, there's no doubt in my mind those rocks along the street would have started crying out, praise be unto God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Amen. They'd have worshipped him and praised him and glorified him. Amen. And this morning, hey, I don't want nothing to praise him in my place. And I sure thank God one day I didn't miss the opportunity to be saved. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
I think it's more serious than people imagine. Just sneering and saying, I'll get saved when I want. I'll do what I want. Hey, it's a serious matter when you say that. And you say, I'm not going to do anything today. I'm not going to do anything today. I'm not going to do anything today. I tell you, God's going to do something today. And if you don't want God to help you, he'll just go on and help somebody else. Amen.
Amen. Right.
I tell you, he says that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. God is not limited in being praised, and God is not limited in saving sinners, and he will save sinners every day. Amen. He will save sinners. I want to say God is not limited in having servants to do his work. No, he's not limited. Amen. God is not limited. God is not limited in having servants to do his work. And may I say while I'm in this, may I put two points together and get them all to the same place. God's not limited by my children or yours. God's not limited by my children or yours. God's not limited, amen, by whoever, amen. God can do what he wants to do. And God can raise up somebody else to do what he wants to do.
You're right.
You can ask my children. I taught them they ought to serve God, and I told them what was right. I never forced them to pray. I never forced them to study the Word of God. I never forced them to soul win. I never forced them to do any of those things, but I shamed them and told them how important it was. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. God can use whoever he wants to use.
That's right.
In the Word of God, God called the family to serve the Lord. Levi and his family was to be the priest and the priesthood. And Levi, his family, followed in that priesthood. We come down to the Word of God. We come to a man by the name of Eli. And Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, we mentioned them just the other day. They refused to serve God. Eli refused to be right as a parent and make them do what was right and discipline. And so they went hog wild in the way of the world. And so it come a time, amen, when Eli was getting old. You know who would have took Eli's place? Those two devilish boys who were not right with God, Hophni and Phinehas. They would have took his place, and they were already wicked and stealing and doing all the things that was wrong. They didn't have no respect for the offerings of God, the sacrifices. They were immoral in their lifestyle. God did an unusual thing right there. God reached down and touched a lady who was in a bad marriage. A woman in a bad marriage. Her husband had two wives. That's a bad marriage, ain't it? Any woman would agree with that. Would you agree with that, sister? In a marriage, and she had no children. And the other woman was having children. Now that would be a bad marriage. Amen? And God reached down in that marriage, in that bad marriage. And that woman brokenhearted and gave her a son. And he was not of the tribe. He was not of the tribe that was to be in the priesthood. And God raised up Samuel and made Samuel not only priest but king. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Figure out, buddy. When the tribe of Levi didn't want to serve God, that didn't hinder God one bit.
That's
he
right.
called up a boy who wasn't even in the tribe. tribe of Levi, and let him offer the sacrifice.
That's right. Amen.
Figure that one out, friend. Figure that one out, amen. God told Moses very clearly it was to stay in that family of the Levites. And God said, if you don't want it, it don't bother me. I'll save a boy out of the family that's broken to pieces. And he'll serve me and love me. And he saved Samuel.
Amen. Amen.
Samuel wasn't raised in a home like the others were. Samuel didn't have the opportunities like the others did. And then when he was placed in the care of Eli, he was adopted. He was an orphan type boy.
Yeah.
He didn't have all the things everybody else has. Amen. Hey, listen, you say, preacher, I want God to use my children. You better do everything to lead them in that direction. God will go pick up an orphan. God, go pick up a boy or a girl out of a home that has no opportunity to serve God.
Yeah. Right.
You say, preacher, my daddy and mommy are saved. They want me to serve God, but I'm stiff-necked and hard-hearted. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm a rebel. You're not going to hinder God. You're not going to slow God down one bit. Amen. He can go to a home where mom and dad's a dopehead and save a boy or girl, and they'll live for Jesus.
Amen.
God's not limited. God will not be limited by us.
Right.
They said, silence that crowd, shut them up. He said, the rocks will cry out if I do.
Right.
God's not limited. God's not limited. God's not limited. We better make sure that we're serious about God's business when it comes to raising our children. Amen. It's serious business. Amen. Don't let them think that God has to have them. God don't have to have them. Let him know, hey, God wants to use you, but he'll call somebody else if you don't want to be used.
Yeah.
He'll call somebody else if you don't want to be used. I've had people say to me, there's been times, I mean, I can look back over 30-some years, I can tell you when our pianist was leaving. Difference of times. Some good reasons and some bad, amen.
Yeah.
I've had people say, what are we going to do? I said, God will raise up somebody. I've watched God take them from infant ability and make them a skill in just no time, amen,
amen,
to serve God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God can use who wills. These young men that say, I want to preach the gospel, you better make that the number one goal of your life. God can reach down and pick up somebody else that's not even been in church, never been raised in church, know nothing about church, and they'll give all they got to God and make preaching the number one thing in their life. You better believe it, friend. I tell you, God's not going to be limited by us. God's not going to be limited by our children. Amen.
Amen.
My or yours.
Right.
Don't make any difference.
Amen.
God's not going to be limited in having servants to do his work. No. God's not going to be limited. You remember in the Old Testament, I told you how that Samuel was raised up. Samuel was raised up and God inserted him into the priesthood. You say, how do you know that? God only allowed him to offer those sacrifices. When Saul entered into the priesthood and tried to offer sacrifice, God brought judgment upon Saul.
Amen. Right.
He said, you was to wait for Samuel. And they all know when they was waiting in those towns, Samuel was coming to offer sacrifice. But if Samuel was the only one God looked to, God never looked to the tribe of Levi during that time. God took his hand off of them during that time.
Yeah. Amen. Right.
God will take his hand off of my children, off of your children. God will not play games with life and eternity.
Amen.
Of course, we know that Eli died and Hophni and Phinehas died. Oh, listen, God doesn't have to play games with us. God's in sovereign control. So he raised up Samuel. The priesthood continued. We understand how God guided those events. But we know that Israel drifted and we know all these problems took place. It wasn't long till God raised up a prophet.
Yep.
Elijah.
Right.
God raised up a prophet, Elijah. And Israel looked to the prophet. Of course, Israel was in despair. And they were sacrificing to idols and following Ahab and Jezebel. And there was wickedness on every hand. And God raised up Elijah.
And then with Elijah, he placed a young man by the name of Elisha. And Elisha followed Elijah. And the Bible said he poured water on the hands of the man of God. When the man of God would go, we didn't have water like we got today. They had to pour when he went to wash his hands. It was Elisha standing there pouring some water on the man of God's hand so he could wash. Amen.
Amen.
He stayed with the man of God. And God, when it got time for him to call Elijah home, he told Elisha, what do you want? He said, I want a double portion of what you got. That's what I want, amen.
Amen.
I mean, here's a young man. I tell you what his goal was. It wasn't a girl. It wasn't a car or a chariot. It wasn't a place down on Main Street. He wanted some power from heaven.
Amen.
He said, what do you want, son? He said, when you leave, he said, I want a double portion of your spirit.
Amen.
He said, you've asked a hard thing. You've asked a hard thing. But if you're with me till I leave, it'll be yours.
Amen.
The boys come out. He was traveling along. They said, oh, why are you going to stay after Elijah? He never even answered them.
Right.
As they travel along, the young men come out. The Bible says they come out and they tried to get Elisha not to go with him. He never even talked to them. Hey, I'm going to tell you, the devil's got a crowd out there to get you to stop serving God and to get you to quit following Jesus and to get you to never have the power of God in your life.
Right, right, right.
Elisha said he just kept right on going. Kept right on following after the man of God. Kept right on following after the man of God. Kept right on following after the man of God. Finally, that fiery chariot come down, and God caught up Elijah and swooped him away. But as he left, he cast down his mantle off his shoulders to the ground. And Elisha went out and picked it up. He walked back to Jordan, and he said, "Where's the God of Elijah?" He smote the water with that mantle and the water rolled back, and those boys that tried to keep him from going with Elijah were standing on the other side of Jordan, and they watched Elisha walk over on dry ground.
Amen.
They said, the spirit of Elijah is on Elisha. Read the history. Every miracle that Elijah did, Elisha did two.
Right. That's right.
He done two of every one that Elijah done. He said, I want a double portion of what I've seen in you. God's not limited. God's not limited.
Amen.
God called up a young man. His name was Gehazi. To follow Elisha. And it's my belief that he was to be the next Elisha. Matter of fact, after he sinned against God, you'll find him sitting with the kings.
Yeah.
Telling the stories of Elisha.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right. Look it up. And Elisha instructed him. But in that one incident with Naaman, he rejected the will of God. And God rejected him as being used of God's man. And Elisha went on and served the Lord. You read the history. Elisha went on and served the Lord. And by the time when you come down, Elisha died. Gehazi is probably still alive. It looks as if, because he's been telling the king just in the chapter before about what Elisha did.
Yeah.
Elisha dies, and you got those, it could be 10 years, it may be 12 years. And I've tried to figure exactly how many, I'm not sure. And Uzziah becomes the king. There's another young man. He's had no background.
Yeah. Right.
You know what his name is? Isaiah. And God has no Gehazi, but it doesn't limit God.
That's right, amen.
It doesn't limit God.
Amen.
There is no Gehazi because he's chosen the way of the world. And God just reaches down and he finds a boy by the name of Isaiah. And God calls Isaiah to be the prophet. God's not limited to us. God's not limited to our children. He's not limited to yours or mine. And we better take serious what we do for God.
Amen.
He can go right down the road here. He can go up the holler here. He can go where he wants to. And he can call somebody to serve him. Amen.
Right.
Amen. You say, I'm not going to serve him. You think God's going to sit up? You think that we worry, we fret, I do, when these young Christians get saved?
call it whatever you want. I feel like Apostle Paul, he said, the care of all the churches, amen. And I say, oh, I hope they get sound. I hope they get in the Word of God. I hope they don't get confused. I hope somebody don't lead them off on the wrong track. Amen? John said it was exciting to him to see that his children was walking in truth. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what. God ain't up there in heaven wringing his hands. Oh, no, God says, no, it won't be bothered. God just take somebody else. God just pick up somebody else. So I'm not gonna accept the call to preach. I ain't gonna upset God. No. God ain't gonna sit there in heaven and say, I'll tell you what, it's just too hard for me. No, God said, that's all right. That's all right. You know where he saved a lot of preachers? Some of the greatest preachers. What about Mel Trotter, the one that was the alcoholic?
Yeah,
Mel Trotter. He was such an alcoholic. When he's a little girl, I think she was she 5 years old, y'all remember? 7 years old. She lay in that coffin. Somebody, they felt so sorry because he was a drunkard. They bought new shoes to go on her feet, put them on in the coffin. When he went up to the coffin, Danny, he leaned over in the coffin and he slipped those new shoes off of her feet and put them in his pocket. He went to a pawn shop and pawned those new shoes to buy one bottle of liquor. Oh, my. He drank it. You know why she died? His wife gave him the money and said, the doctor says, if we don't get this medicine for her, she'll die. Would you please not buy liquor with it? Please go get the medicine. He didn't buy the medicine. He went and bought the liquor. He never come home that night, and somewhere in the morning she died. Oh! But he decided after he'd seen a lot of his life, he said, I'm going to commit suicide. I'm going to commit suicide. I think he'd planned to jump off the bridge there in the city. But as he started that way, he passed by the Pacific Garden Mission and he heard them singing in there, Brother Danny. And he went in and he got gloriously saved.
Thank
God be the glory.
Amen.
And no doubt in my mind, that same week, there was young men sitting in that city whom God said, I'd like to use you. And they said, no. God said, okay, ain't a problem. I got somebody I'll get. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. There was some, no doubt, sitting in Christian homes and good, experienced families with the Scripture. And they said, I'm not going to get saved. God said, that's all right. That's okay. I can handle that. Not a problem. And he saved Mel Trotter. Oh, there's many accounts like that, friend. There's one in the bulletin this morning. About that one that got saved. That song that Laura sings on his last tape has got that thing about that man in there. I didn't know he was a member of the church up there where they're at.
Over there, huh?
Yeah. His mom and daddy died when he was a year old. Put him in an orphanage. He said every once a month, they brought all of them out there and lined them up. His prospective parents come by and walk by and talk with him. He said every month we'd hope, oh, maybe somebody will adopt us. Maybe we'll get to go home, have a mommy and a daddy. Never had a mommy and daddy. He stayed there until he was 18 years old. Went into the military. In the military, he was wounded, the best I remember how the story went. And they gave him alcohol. Gave him drink to help him with his wound. And he became an alcoholic. When he come out of the military in the war, he was an alcoholic.
Hmm.
And he never could get released from the bottle. Never could get released. He lived in the bondage of the bottle. And in one night, he come into a town. I think he come in on a hobo train. And he woke up the next morning and seen a cross. And he heard him singing. And it attracted him. And he went and got gloriously saved.
Amen.
Glory to God. God's not limited, Brother Bible. I don't care how stiff-necked we get. I don't care how hard-hearted we get. God's not limited.
Right. Amen. Praise God.
And he said, He got gloriously saved, and he was going to walk out of the mission. And the preacher said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I know where to go." He said, "Go home with me." And he said, "That's the first time in his whole life anybody ever said, go home with me." Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
God's not limited, Brother Frank.
Amen.
No, we got it made. We've got it made. Like you said this morning, Brother Dave, we got it made. But we're not going to limit God by our stiff-necked, right, proud, arrogant ways.
Amen.
You say, I'm not going to get saved today. Well, God can go. He'll find somebody. He'll go up the highways and hedges. He'll search and he'll find somebody. Oh, how awful. When he looked at Jerusalem, he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I have taken you, but you would not." He said, "You've missed your day of visitation. You missed it." I'm talking about God's not limited. God's not limited. God's not limited. I was praying for some folks this week, and it's kind of like my heart said, "Lord, my heart is going to hurt a lot worse if we don't see some of these folk get saved." And he said, "Don't let it bother you, son. I'll not be limited."
Amen, brother.
Oh, I'll save folks this week.
Amen.
No matter where I have to go to do it.
Amen.
I'll save. And I said, "Thank God, what a Savior that cares so much. He'll not cease to search day and night till he finds someone to be saved."
Amen.
I'm talking about he's not limited. He told him, he said, "Hey, if they silence the rocks of crowd, it is not going to happen. God's will is not going to be stifled in me." I want to say this, God's not limited in finding people to live holy lives. He's not limited. He's not limited. Saul of Tarsus, I mean, he looked like a raving maniac. He was out persecuting the church. Only God knows what all he did to them. Can you imagine what he might have done to some of them? The Bible said, here's what he said. He said, "I compelled some of them to blaspheme." You talked about them this morning that wouldn't. Paul said, "I was so harsh, I compelled some to blaspheme."
Yeah, right.
Wonder what he done to him. He was so cruel in his torment of them people, he caused some to blaspheme. He said, "I caused some of God's children to blaspheme." But God saved him, amen.
Amen.
God saved him. Oh, yes, God's not limited. God's not limited this morning.
Right.
When King Saul in the Old Testament, God called him up and made him the king. When he decided not to serve the Lord, here's what God said. Here's what God said. God said, "That's all right." Samuel was upset about it. He said, "That's okay." He said, "Don't worry about it." He said, "Don't let it bother you, Samuel." He said, "I found another boy."
Amen.
"Who's after my heart." He said, "I'll make him the king."
Amen.
And he went into that family and took the least one of that family. Matter of fact, they'd done brought every boy to Samuel. And the Holy Ghost said, "That's not him."
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he brought them well-favored soldier boys to him.
Amen.
Samuel said no. Holy Ghost said no. And he brought them out there, them fine men. And Samuel was confused. He said, "Is there nobody else? Is there another son?" Because God told him it would be out of the sons of Jesse. Oh, they said, "Yeah, there's another boy, but he's out there keeping sheep."
Yeah.
They said, "Well," he said, "go get him. Bring him in here." And when he walked in, the Holy Ghost said, "He's the boy. He's the one. He's the one." You said, "Preacher, I'm important, buddy. I'll get saved one of these days. I'll do God's will someday. I'll decide to live for Jesus when I want to." You might. But the Lord might say, "I found somebody else. I found somebody else. I found somebody else." Saul seemed to make some kind of effort to get right. God made it clear to him, "I found somebody else. You don't have to worry about it, Saul. I got somebody else." What are you saying? I'm saying God ain't limited. God ain't limited. We're not going to shut heaven down. Hey, listen, you can shut our minds down, but you can't shut heaven down.
Amen.
You can shut the whole country down, but you can't shut God down.
Amen.
Preacher, I don't want to live a separated life. I don't want to live holy. I don't want to live clean. I don't want to give up the world. That's all right. God will find somebody else that wants to. God will find somebody else that will. They'll live for God. They'll serve the Lord. They'll do what's right. They'll make His work important. They'll make His work a great matter in their lives. You know, all of us are concerned about our family, ought to be, amen. And by the way, hey, listen, everybody's family is important. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody's family is important. That's right.
Amen.
If you've got a lost child or a wayward child, they're important. Now, you're pretty sorry when you use somebody's wayward child as an example or you're critical of them.
Amen.
Better believe it, buddy.
Yeah, you're right.
You're pretty sorry when you do that.
Amen.
You know, I found this. You know, sometimes those who holler wolf the loudest are the ones that have the worst problems with it.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's kids are precious. You ought to be careful what you say about them.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And God never gave you or me or nobody else the right to take them on.
Amen.
What you ought to do is pray and ask God to help them. Amen. But our kids are not going to limit God. Kids are not going to limit God. Thank God for my children. Appreciate God giving me children, but they're not going to limit God. If they decide I'm not going to serve the Lord, it ain't going to stop God. Oh, it'd break my heart, but it ain't going to stop God.
Right.
No, He don't have no problems with it. He don't have no problems with it. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to say a nation doesn't limit God. When the whole nation of Israel done what they did and bowed to that calf, God said to Moses, He said, I can destroy every one of them and make of you a mighty nation. Nation doesn't limit God. And He would have still kept every prophecy because Moses was of the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
He'd have kept every promise in the prophecy. Not one promise would have ever wavered.
Yeah.
He said, it won't be a problem. He said, I can destroy every one and I can take him from you alone and make a mighty nation.
Yep. Amen.
And Moses cried out to God and said, here's what Moses said. He said, Lord, if you do that, the Egyptians are going to say that you caused your people out here in the wilderness just to kill them. And they'll never know the truth. But if you'll forgive them, you'll save them. Then they'll know how great you are. That's what Moses said. And he said, if you decide to go ahead and destroy them, just destroy me too. Just destroy me also. That's what he said.
Amen.
But God's not limited by God's not limited by America. Hey, listen, God can raise up enough Christians in Red China to mission support the whole world. So if you think God's nervous this morning about the economy in this country, you're just nuts. God's not one bit nervous about it. There was a day when this nation didn't even exist, and God's economy rolled on just perfectly. That's right. He was calling missionaries out of England. To go to China and to go to India, Burma, and all the places of the world, Africa. David Livingstone and others. He was calling them out of England and Scotland and send them around the world.
Yeah,
and that they didn't want to serve God. That nation got cold on God. God raised up America. And America's about to get cold on God.
Yeah.
If not already, isn't it?
Amen.
That don't bother God. That don't make God nervous. He's not sitting up there wringing his hands. If you think he's got to save this economy, you think he's got to turn this nation around just because how great it's supposed to be, you're off your rocker.
Right, amen.
You're off your rocker, amen. God's not limited. God's not limited. God is not going to be limited. He's not limited. And this morning, I said, preacher, what are they to do about it? Number one, I apologize for my belly growling. I can hear it myself. If you can hear it, I apologize for it. I don't mean for it to growl. It just it's rebellious. Amen. It's saying feed me. But anyway, God's not going to be limited. I'd come to the house of God with the attitude, Lord, I'm going to praise you. I don't want nothing to have to praise in my place. I don't want any trees to have to praise. I don't want the birds to have to praise in my place. I don't want the rocks along the side of the road to have to praise in my place. I'm just going to praise you and magnify you and praise you. Glory to God. We left here this morning, Brother Dave. When I pulled in my driveway, I was weeping till I couldn't get out of the car. Praising, thanking of the goodness of God.
Amen.
Oh, he would die for me. My goodness. How could we not praise him? He didn't need me, Brother Danny. I needed him. I'm nothing, but he's everything. He could have rightly cut me off, but he didn't. Praise his name. Hallelujah. And if I was lost this morning, I'd say, dear God, please don't pass me up today. I'll not turn you down. I will not turn you down. Oh, don't go somewhere else. Please let me get in today. Oh, that's what I do. If I had not submitted my life to the Lord and made His work important, I'm going to tell you something, buddy. There's a thousand things to take your attention. There's enough things. Hey, there's enough things you have to do without being involved in things you don't have to be involved in. And you'll have enough problems just handling life. But you yoke up with everything coming and going, and you'll probably never amount to much for Jesus. You're not amounting much for Jesus. But I decide this morning, Lord, I hope you save every drunk in the world. But you don't have to pick them to serve you, because I won't. I'll serve you. I'll live for you. You can save everybody in Red China, or Korea, Vietnam, all those nations over there that's had so many difficulties. Lord, you won't have to pick one of them just because of that. I'm going to serve you. Amen? I'm going to serve you. I'm going to live for you. You need to come to a place in your life someday that you bow your head to the Lord and say, Lord, I can tell you one thing. I surrendered, and I surrender today. And I will serve you all of my life. I will serve you all of my life. I will serve you all of my life.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? Oh, God, help us today. And then this morning, if you're a parent, don't just think because of circumstances our kids are going to naturally be what they ought to be for God. That ain't going to happen. Cry out to God, pray, seek the face of the Lord. Samuel was used of God primarily, and I know there's many other things that we don't know, because he had a mommy that got on an altar and cried out to God. And she said, if you'll give me a boy, if you'll let me have a boy, I'll raise him for you. If you'll give me one boy, you give me that boy, I'll raise him for you. I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe she was going to wait till she got expecting to clean the trash out of her life. No, you ain't going to convince me of that. You're not going to convince me that she was waiting till she become expecting, then she's going to clean the worldly junk out of her life. I don't think that was for one second. I think she went up there that day with a serious attitude, and she was going to do what was right. Now, I'm not saying that's the way everybody's going to become expecting. I'm going to tell you it happened for her. Amen. Amen. I know one thing. God called Samuel out of that. And Samuel miraculously stepped in the role of the Levites when he wasn't of the family of Levi. Read her and study her out. If that ain't right, I'll eat the page out of your Bible and keep mine. It's amazing, ain't it?
Amen.
We better pray for our kids, and we better saturate their life with prayer, and we better tell them God loves you. And God will use you, but God don't have to. God pick somebody else. God will pick somebody else. God can pick somebody else to bless their family. God can pick somebody else to bless their marriage. God can pick somebody else to bless their children. God can pick somebody else to bless their home. God doesn't have to pick me. God doesn't have to pick you. So it'd be good if we'd stand in line and say, dear God, please pick me. Help, let me do something for you. I'm serious. I want you to help me to do something for you. So oftentimes we sit back in a pew, we're wanting God to take a whip or a handcuff or some kind of a straitjacket to get us to serve Him. He ain't going to do it. He ain't going to do it. You can decide what you want, but you're not going to limit the Lord. You're not going to limit the Lord. He's not limited by this little outfit right here sitting on the side of the road. This little old outfit right here sitting on the side of the road, is He interested in it? Very much.
Yeah, that's right.
But are we going to limit Him? No. Not one bit. It would bother God. He'd drive right down the road and give revival to somebody else.
Yeah, that's right.
God's not limited. God's not limited. God's not limited. Let's bow our heads and pray this morning. Father, I thank You this morning for the precious Word of God. Thank You, Lord Jesus, that You loved us and gave Yourself for us. Oh, God. Lord, would You just use us? Would You just help us to be submissive to You? Would You help us not to be stubborn? God, help us not to be rebels. God, help us not to be hard-hearted. God, help us not to be self-centered. God, help us to make sure that we've given You first place. God, help us today. Lord, we need You this morning. We need You this morning. Lord, every young person in this building is precious today. Lord, everyone that's not here is precious today. Son, Lord, we're praying to be here. Please, dear God, help us to be right so we might be an effective person for them. Somehow touch their lives. Lord, save every young person. God, save every adult. Lord, speak to the hearts of those whom we've seen and visited. And God, save sinners. Lord, but I know this morning You're not going to be limited. And I'm glad today that You will accomplish that which You will. I praise You for it. Now, Lord, I pray this morning that as a church, we'll just yield to You. Lord, this church is not going to limit You. And God, we need to know that. Because, Lord, You are so important. And, Lord, Your work is so essential that it's going to be done. I pray that You'd help us today. Lord, we need revival. We want it. We desire it. We ask You to give it to us. But God, help us to be willing to do right and God, to receive what You have for us. Lord, there might be someone here this morning lost. I pray they'll run to You and say, oh, don't wait. Lord, just save me now. God, don't go somewhere else. Get me. Save me. Lord, You're able to save to the uttermost. And You said today is a day of salvation. Now is accepted time. Lord, I'd like to see some of the folks that talk like they're going to be here this morning. But God, they didn't come. But Lord, we're going to preach what You gave us and pray Your will be done. Lord, bless the service and every part. And what's accomplished this day, we'll give You the glory. In Jesus' name. With folks praying on the altar, if you need to come, will you come this morning? Would you come? You wouldn't let your heart get hard against God, would you? Would you do that? Would you let your heart get hard against God over something? Would you do that? That'd be awful. Would you let your heart get hard against God? I see your hand, young lady. God bless you. Thank God for these little ones. Yes, sissy, I see your hand. If you need to come this morning, you come to pray. Folks are praying, but we're not in a hurry this morning. Do we understand God's not limited? Turkey Ridge Baptist Church don't have no monopoly on God. If this church don't want a revival, He can give it to somebody else. Right here in Oceana, right here in Wyoming County, it doesn't matter. God's able to do whatever He wants to do. Now, God would like to do a lot for us if we're willing. You say, oh, Preacher Jones ain't nothing. God can call somebody up to out-preach and out-do and out-work me. There ain't no problem with that. It's only by the mercy of God He lets us serve Him. Only by the mercy of God. I just don't want Him to have to put me on the shelf because I don't want to be used. I want God to use me. God help us. Any others this morning? You need to come? What a Savior that would love us like He does. Let's stand. We're going to